Module 3. Test. Part 1. Listening.
第一部分,听力.
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片.
1. It's great fun to fly a kite on a windy day.
2. We must put the rubbish into the bin.
3. Swimming in summer is good for health.
4. They will go to enjoy the fresh air at the beach next weekend.
5. Be careful when you use the electricity. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题, 选出最恰当的答案。
1. Where can we go tomorrow, Mary?
We can go to Nanjing Road to do some shopping.
I really hate shopping. What about going to Dongping National Forest Park?
It's too far. I suggest we go to Shanghai Zoo or Changfeng Park.
I don't like animals, but I like boating.
Question. Where will they possibly go? 2. Let's go to visit the Ocean Park.
That's a good idea.
Shall we go there by taxi or by bus?
Why not walk there?
Question. How will they go to the Ocean Park? 3. Ben, do you wear uniforms at school?
Yes, of course.
What kind of uniform do you wear?
We wear white shirts with short sleeves, blue shorts, black belts, and black shoes.
Do you need to wear red scarves?
Yes, we must wear red scarves every day.
Question. What color are Ben's shorts? 4. May I borrow your VCD, Jack?
Sure. Here you are.
Must I return it tomorrow?
No, you needn't. You can give it back to me the day after tomorrow.
Question. How long can the girl keep the VCD? 5. Jack, did you stay in America after you left school?
No, I came to Shanghai. But now I'm working in Japan.
Question. Where is Jack working now?
6. Look at this skirt. It's very beautiful.
Yes, I think so.
Will you try it on?
I'm afraid it doesn't fit me.
Why?
It's too expensive for me.
Question. What does the woman mean?
7. Hi, Peter. Have you got Ben's invitation to his birthday party?
Yes, I have, Mary. But I don't know how to get there.
Don't worry. You can go with me.
That's great. When shall we meet?
What about 4:45 in the afternoon at the gate of my estate?
Why not make it an hour earlier? I want to buy a present for Ben.
Okay.
Question. When will they meet? 3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容, 符合的用T表示, 不符合的用F表示.
The blacks live on a huge farm in Australia. Mr. and Mrs. Black have got 3 children. They have lived there for many years. The children have a lot of space to run around and many interesting things to play with. The air is clean and fresh. The blacks grow their food on the farm. It's nice and healthy. Mrs. Black can cook very delicious dishes. There is always a lot of work to do, but they don't mind. Of course, the family feels lonely sometimes. Their nearest neighbors live almost 100 kilometers away. There are no schools, hospitals, supermarkets, or shops. It's not convenient. If they want to buy something, they have to make a phone call or get onto the internet. Then they wait for several days. If someone is ill, their doctor has to come by plane. Life is a bit difficult, but the blacks enjoy it very much. The blacks live on a huge farm in Australia. Mr. and Mrs. Black have got 3 children. They have lived there for many years. The children have a lot of space to run around and many interesting things to play with. The air is clean and fresh. The blacks grow their food on the farm. It's nice and healthy. Mrs. Black can cook very delicious dishes. There is always a lot of work to do, but they don't mind. Of course, the family feels lonely sometimes. Their nearest neighbors live almost 100 kilometers away. There are no schools, hospitals, supermarkets, or shops. It's not convenient. If they want to buy something, they have to make a phone call or get onto the internet. Then they wait for several days. If someone is ill, their doctor has to come by plane. Life is a bit difficult, but the blacks enjoy it very much. 4. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。Every school has rules to look after students and create a great learning environment. However, some rules are very interesting. In many American schools, students need to change their shoes every day. They need to wear indoor shoes when they're in the school buildings. It makes sure students won't fall over on the slippery floors.And keeps the school clean. Another funny thing is that many American schools don't allow students to chew gum because it's difficult to clean up. And if students chew gum in class, they may not focus on their study. Some schools even stop teachers from marking in red because they thinkIt makes the children worry and upset. So teachers have to use cooler colors, like green, blue, pink, and yellow, or even in pencils to mark students' test papers and homework. Every school has rules to look after students and create a great learning environment.However, some rules are very interesting. In many American schools, students need to change their shoes every day. They need to wear indoor shoes when they're in the school buildings. It makes sure students won't fall over on the slippery floors and keeps the school clean. Another funny thing is that many American schools don't allow students to chew gum because it's difficult to clean up. And if students chew gum in class, they may not focus on their study. Some schools even stop teachers from marking in red because they think it makes the children worry and upset. So teachers have to use cooler colors like green,blue, pink, and yellow, or even in pencils to mark students' test papers and homework.